Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host, and I'm so excited for the show tonight. We are going to be having a special pre-Valentine's Day special edition of Insight into Healing. Tonight on the line, we have Dr. Elspeth Moit and Freddie Santel Weaver. They have assisted thousands of couples and singles creating lasting intimacy and fulfillment in their life and relationships. They are featured on Showtime's documentary series, Sexual Healing, and also the Emmy Award-winning NBC show, Starting Over. They are best-selling authors of Sexual Enlightenment that has been endorsed by the world-renowned spiritual pioneer, Dr. Michael Beckwith, and the co-founders of Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago. They have coached billionaires, innovators, and power couples all over the world, shared their intimacy secrets at the Global YPO, Young Presidents Organization, conference in the City of Love, Paris, and got nominated as Changemaker at the White House, sponsored 2016 United States of Women Summit in Washington, D.C. Elspeth and Freddie Santel are beloved husband and wife, as well as business partners, residing in Chicago. Welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm just so excited to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Alexa, for having us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, Alexa.
Absolutely. And what perfect timing. With Valentine's Day coming up, so many singles, so many couples always feel this pressure, especially this time of year, to really have that perfect night, to have that perfect relationship. And I find so many times putting all this pressure can also impact the quality of their interaction, the dynamics of their relationship. What have you found around this time and also with singles and couples in general?
Oh, there's lots what we have found. So, of course, Valentine's Day calls us into bringing awareness to love and intimacy, and then we may be challenged, or it may be a most glorious day, depending on where we are in our life and in relationship or not in relationship. However, it always comes down to, you know, how connected we are with ourselves. Because even in relationship, it starts out with me being connected with myself. If I'm not intimately connected with myself, I cannot connect with Freddie Santel, you know. So, and if I'm single and I started out my journey into creating intimacy and love consciously as a single person, because I was quite despaired like 25 years ago, I really wanted to learn more about what the ingredients are for creating intimacy and love and not just falling into it, which may feel great. However, when I fall, for one thing, it may hurt either right away or a little later. And most importantly, I don't know what I did when I felt good, you know, when I'm in love, which is wonderful, and we are not saying not to fall in love. However, how would it be to learn the distinctions and practices to create intimacy and love consciously within, with the beloved within, and then a beloved outside?
Yes, and it's so important, as you brought up, and so many times people think it might be cliche, but it's important to have that intimacy, that bond with yourself, with your own self, and being able to know yourself, to love yourself, and know what you're looking for in others, but also to know what you have. How does one find that? Because so many times people think there's this exact protocol, but I think for each person, I would say it probably has to be different and also not so stringent, that they'd have to be more vulnerable and open to, which might be hard to do and also a little frightening at times.
Well, you know, what's wonderful, Alexa, this is Freddie Santel, is that through the practices of working consciously with sexual energy, we are led back to what I call we've forgotten, right? Because we know this place of stillness and this listening to ourselves. It's just, you know, because we start out, we're in the womb, it's womb service, it's great, and then we're born and, you know, bright lights whacked in the bottom. Some guys are getting their wee-wees cut and you're thinking, send me back. And then life happens, all this good and bad, and then we get to a point in our life where we want to create something that we've never experienced before or that comes and goes, like love or, you know, intimacy. And so, you know, we just getting out of who we have, you know, we look into the world from these experiences to move towards what we most deeply desire is a process that is led back to for us through bringing consciousness to the sexual. And that's what we've been teaching for the last 23 years all over the world, teaching these practices that really just lead people back through the altered state of the sexual, with specific distinctions of breath awareness, energy awareness, and intention, like I want to create this thing that I'm wanting in my life. We get more unmasked in this intimate vulnerability, more in the sexual energy, whether we're doing consciousness work or not. We're more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive. Chemically, we're changed, more endorphin, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormones. So we're in an altered state. So working with that already altered state to get more connected to the subconscious aspects of our beingness, to then start moving with grace, ease, and flow towards this thing we most deeply desire.
Yes. And what would you say to someone? Because a lot of times people might feel uncomfortable talking about, you know, their sexual being, their, how they would define themselves. How would someone work through that? Or what would you say to them that said, oh, you know, I was brought up never to really speak about that, or I don't feel comfortable. How would one start with that? What would you do?
Yeah, I would start, and that is how we start with, you know, working with our clients and students, is to actually distinguish between sex and sexual energy. Because sexual energy is life force energy. It runs through each of us all the time at this very moment. We wouldn't be alive without it. We, most of us are not aware of it, you know, unless we touch our pulse. We are not aware of that life force running through us. However, it's ever present, and that energy is sexual in nature. It's creative. It doesn't have to show up in a sexual way, like an aroused way. Sexual energy, given that it's life force energy, is more like, you know, like playing a flute. At the low level, it's, we call it the subtle energy. Right now, we are all in our subtle energy. At least I assume nobody is aroused right now.
Well, speak for yourself.
So, anyway, so we are listening, we are reflective, I'm speaking. And then when I walk at Lake Michigan in the summer and the breeze touches my skin, it feels very pleasant. I'm not highly aroused, yet the energy has risen a little bit. And then, of course, all the way to the high arousal that leads potentially to the climax or the ejaculation. But there is so much in between of the subtle state to the aroused state, you know, and we want to learn to connect with these different levels. So in the learning about that, of course, we will face if there's something in the way around the sexual. You know, if we were brought up that touching my sexual center is sinful, or, you know, I shouldn't go there until I am married, so I'm doing something wrong if I do it anyway. If that is in the way, we want to clear that, because that not only impedes our sexual joy and pleasure, it impedes our life force energy, being alive, you know.
Let me add, too, just in terms of the question of how does someone get past a belief that that's a bad thing, or that they were, you know, model it, it's just, you know, not a good thing, you know, sexual self. The fundamental piece that is learned through our practices is this self-awareness practice of what we call the witness or the observer. And that's done through breath and some other practices. But it's being able to watch our story, our beliefs, with sort of a curious witness of ourselves, to move with grace, ease, and flow towards this thing we want to create, because typically when we feel something and we believe something, it's in our body, it's in our neurosystem, it's a total felt sense. So being this witness of all of that allows us to what I call flatten the impact of these old stories, to move towards this dream, this idea of something that we've never created before. And that's one of the things that really has been very successful for us in working with people and getting to themselves and what they want to create and bring in.
Yeah, also, just to be clear that we don't lead people right to the aroused sexual energy, you know. At first, they want to explore what their subtle energy feels like, you know, and energy, life force energy, goes hand in hand with the breath. There's a term in yoga, in the yogic practice, which is prana, and prana means energetic breath. So they have one word where we have two words for that combination. Actually, they are one, because if we don't breathe, we die. It's rather obvious. So if they go together in dying, they must go together when we are alive. So we want to become aware of the energy that runs through us, that subtle energy. And initially, there's nothing being confronted. It's more like becoming aware of that beautiful flow of energy that we can liken to the flow of our blood through the arteries and veins. Energy runs through the grid of the nervous system. So we become more aware of that, and then how energy shows up within a human being, you know, on the physical level, like sensations, on the emotional level, emotions, on the mental level, showing up as thoughts. Sensations, emotions, and thoughts are all frequencies. They are not matter. We cannot touch them. We cannot see them. However, they may have us, or they may even run the show. And so in the process of the subtle energy exploration, we get to become more familiar with ourselves.
Yeah, the emotional awareness practices that we lead people through really prepare them to develop further this witness, to move again with grace, ease, and flow towards this thing that they've written down as an intention to create in their life.
Yes, and it's so empowering because, you know, this is what you were saying before about these stories that people sometimes define themselves or define their being. So mm-hmm. much is that sometimes that negative lens that they see life through, but they see themselves through, and they don't realize that also transmutes into their energies if they're conscious of it or not. And it's really important that you are bringing them back to that state of observing, of witnessing, but also of being open and being able to sort of pull back all these other veils and lenses that people have through life to be able to connect to that energy, because I think it's so important to be able to have that stillness, to be able to start recognizing your energy and having that really lead you and guide you than so many times of these negative narratives I find with a lot of clients that they take over. But it's so empowering to be able to let these moments take over, and that really guides you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so important to create a safe space, you know, because that's the only place where we allow ourselves to open up to open into vulnerability, and not vulnerability as a weakness, no, vulnerability as the capacity to feel, to allow ourselves to feel the whole gamut of feelings, you know, the feelings we may not like so much, we may want to go away from, to learn to go towards it. Because if I try to go away from them, they actually, you know, sustain. So if I go towards that discomfort, you know, towards the jealousy, towards the aloneness, there is a possibility for moving through the eye of the needle, and then there's another side.
It's like, what practices can we learn, tools we can garner to shift the narrative, the beliefs, because we experience these things and that becomes our truth. You know, if your parents told you something, or we reacted to something at an early age and appropriated a way of being, that becomes our truth, our only way of seeing something. So until we can develop this curious witness of ourselves, you know, this watcher, to move towards this idea of what we want to create, can we only then move and shift our experience?
Let's also just share with the listener that how we may get there, because that the work we are talking about, the opportunity in the work, is really to connect with the whole being, the body, you know, the
soul,
emotion, and our narratives, our interpretation, and our spiritual or consciousness self. And it's based in the Eastern practice of Tantra. And Tantra yoga is the yoga of the energetic body, unlike the form of yoga we are most familiar with in the West, which
Hatha.
Is the yoga, the yoga of...
Hatha yoga.
The yoga of the physical body. So we tap into our energetic body in Tantra yoga, and that really includes also the energy of the sexual, the energy of the creative, the life-giving energy, and become aware of that so that we can guide that beautiful energy and have it fuel our love, our heart, our thoughts, our focus, you know. So both for expanding love with self and then expanding love with another, and connecting what we call the integration of the sexual spiritual.
Yes, very powerful. And I work with a lot of couples where there has been, you know, obviously jealousy, but there's also been because of maybe there's been an infidelity. How do you work with couples, or what would you say? Because I know so many times people feel like, I can never get through this, or how do I move past this to be able to get back to that vulnerable state, almost that excitement state of being together with that person again when there's been either jealousy or infidelity. Have you experienced that?
Absolutely. It's a powerful, emotion for people to feel, jealousy and feel cheated or lied to, deceived. What's important, though, and most important, is if they both have a desire to move past it, there is hope. Now, the first piece to this emotional awareness exercise that we teach is the breathing. And I can share this with your listeners. It'll take about 20 seconds. Okay, if your listeners can sit up as straight as they can be comfortably in their seating and put a hand on their belly, their eyes can be open, closed, or soft focus, and I want you to breathe into your nose, down your trachea, extending into the diaphragm, which will extend the belly as you inhale, and feel your hand and the belly extend into your hand, and on your exhalation, consciously contracting the belly towards the spine, following your breath with your awareness up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Continue breathing like that. I'm going to keep saying a few things. Now, for most of us, we can do this for about 3 breaths before our mind gets busy. So when you drift and you get distracted, don't engage. Just bring your awareness back to your breath, following your breath with your awareness into your nose, down your trachea, lungs, extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation, following with your awareness your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Just one more breath like that. Beautiful. And open your eyes and come on back to the show.
And notice how you feel right now. Notice how you feel in your body, how you feel emotionally. And perhaps, Alexa, you can just share, perhaps, how you feel.
Yes, I just felt a huge difference. What was the word? Lighter and brighter came to me, but also calmer and just very aware of being in the moment and being very present, but feeling peaceful about it.
That's beautiful, because that's the first piece, because it's in that moment of just watching our thoughts just for a moment. That's the space, that's the pause that's needed to get away from, you know, the anger about the infidelity, about the there's no possibility, about all the story making we do about this thing that happened. Not to diminish the impact of it, it is just something that happened in the past, you know. And so, but we live it now into the future, and we can't see anything out. So that practice continues to expand It's space. As we continue to do it, we begin to watch, just watching the thoughts with what we call the total felt sense of the thought, which is the feeling, the belief, the neural system engaged, the heart, and everything's engaged when we start to continue to engage in that conversation. So that witnessing is really important, and then we build on that.
Yeah, so the conscious belly breath that Freddie just guided us through allows us to actually tap into the very state, Alexa, that you described a moment ago, how you are feeling upon completion of the practice. And from that place, we can look and see versus just react. And so, of course, that needs to be cultivated. Doing it once is not doing the trick. So we want to cultivate that so that we can drop into a state of calm and peace and light and bright, and then from there look at what goes on for me. And so the one who perpetrated and the one who feels betrayed, they can look at what is there for them. So we use the body, we use the breath to create a different state in the nervous system that allows us to get a little distance. Doesn't mean that the jealousy, that the anger, the sense of betrayal is gone. However, we can just look at it versus fully being it, like it has us instead of us having it. And that is what we want to cultivate further. And in the process, and, you know, that is usually through a program a couple may come to, it's more conducive if something of that seriousness happens to do private work with us. They are also invited to do our workshops, but in private work, we can just move much more, in a much more customized way, that each of the two of them in their couplehood get to see their own part and get to cultivate that sense of being a listener and watcher of themselves, and that lowers the charge that we have them then. And when the charge is lowered, I can start listening to my partner from a different place. You know, that doesn't mean that he's right now and I'm wrong. It's not about that. It is that I can see, that I can hear, that I can learn what may be over there, and I can share openly perhaps my hurt, my deep disappointment, perhaps a sense of hopelessness, and that there is room. And then when that is established, we guide them into tantric partner work that allows them to connect heart to heart instead of head to head. What I mean by that is like being in our head and being self-righteous, they drop into the heart, and from there the heart opens and the connection can get slowly and slowly, you know, reestablished. And when that's reestablished, we then can also move towards the sexual, but that may take a while.
Yes, and you said three really important words that stuck out to me. Is the distance, the listening, and to witness. They're all active in different ways, but I think so many times people see them as such easy things, but really when you practice the distance from the event, then you're able to listen, to really be able to hear and to see, and you're more of a witness than of an active participant in that moment, because so many times people are in that fight, flight, or freeze heightened state. And the breathing has physically, medically been proven to calm the mind and the body down that are connected. We can't have our mind and body overstimulated and say, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to hear you. No, you're in that heightened state, so the breathing brings you down so your ears are open, your eyes are open.
Yeah, you know, that breathing, as you say, parasympathetic breathing particularly, more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormones. So you're actually putting yourself in a chemical state of ease breathing that way, unlike sympathetic breathing where we breathe in the upper chest. But when we bring it consciously in the diaphragm and belly, that's the thing that really starts to develop that pause that we're talking about. Now, once someone comes in and they're starting, they have this issue, and they maybe go through part of the process to getting to what they want is going through their maybe cathartic exorcism of, you know, the experience, and then this process of this breathing and the witness, and then to start in how you want to feel. And once they can just let go of the impact of the experience and imagine how they want to feel, that starts to become their truth, their neurosynaptic, they're rewiring their neurosystem to a familiarity of what they want to create. And that becomes more and more accessible and available as the practices go on. And then when we get to the point where they're working with the sexual meditation, again, that's already going to lead you to an altered state, working with the sexual.
But you have to be ready for that.
Yes, and let's see. Well, we're getting towards the end of the show. Where can my listeners find your books, follow you, come to your workshops, become a client? What would be the next step?
Yeah, so the very next step is to pick up our gift that we want to give everyone who is listening to this show. It's called Introduction to Sexual Meditation. And we thought out of the conversation today that it would be great if we could give you practices that you can bring into your life right away, just like that conscious belly breath, that parasympathetic breathing. There's another practice in that video class that will allow you to connect with the energy channel that moves from the base of the spine to the top of the head and then move the energy back down again, how to open that channel. And so that you can really take this conversation into your life in a very practical way. So if you like to pick that up, Alexa, I assume it's going to be in the show notes, the link?
Yes, I will put the show, I will definitely put it in the link where you, the listeners, can get your free copy, your free gift. Thank you so much for doing that.
And then
we'd love to also have you guys back on afterwards, too, to see what other people have learned from your gift.
What?
I would definitely love to have you guys back on again, because I know so many people are going to want to reach out to and say, what about this? They're going to be very excited.
We'd love to come back.
Yes, that would be great.
Exciting.
Great. And also, your books are on Amazon. There's an e-book.
Yeah, so Sexual Enlightenment. Great.
Great. And is there also a website? They're going to be all the links to the show, but just so they know that there are websites that they can look up and follow.
TantraNova.com. TantraNova.com. And there are all our workshops and programs and whatever you want to learn about us. And then, of course, you know, you as a listener, you are invited to also just schedule your complimentary conversation with us to learn more how all of this may apply to you, to your situation. And we'd love to support you in it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight and really providing us all with such an incredible opportunity to find ourselves again, to find our inner being again, and also being able to connect with ourselves, but also learning how to connect with those that we love. And that's a gift that just keeps on giving.
Thanks for your work too, Alexa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. And everyone, thank you so much. Everyone, have a good night and God bless.